Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing today, sir? Am I
Why?
speaking with George?
Why?
My name is Tony. We are conducting an interview with Ohio voters. Now, we're not selling anything, and the interview will only take a few minutes. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
65.
The media
survey are
in the
you
United
calling?
States generally classifies people as
What do you,
white.
okay, the survey, I mean, who's doing the survey?
Well, the name of the company that I work for is Opinion Research. Now, who is wanting or doing the survey, the company or party, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't know. We don't have that info. And the reason why is so that we do not influence you in any way, shape, or form. Now, do you consider yourself Hispanic or Latino, white Anglo, black, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Now, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
And we did.
You did?
Yes.
I know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election?
Absolutely.
Very likely.
Will. Absolutely will, yes. Absolutely will. Very
likely. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Most important issue.
I'm sorry?
I'm just thinking of the answer for that.
The
most important issue facing us is the dysfunctional government and the and the fact that the Republicans want to control everything.
Okay. So let me write that down for you, okay? Dysfunctional government, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Republicans wanting to control everything, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks, or a few or months before the election?
I've been voting since I've been allowed to vote, so I voted every election, so I know I'm going to vote every time.
So months before the election,
months before the election, yes. Months and months.
Okay. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
To protect freedom.
Protect freedom, okay.
Yep, protect freedom and democracy.
Okay, so protect democracy?
To protect democracy.
Okay. Awesome. Now, Here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1. This is a summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make...
We voted yes.
On
issue 1.
One's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1?
We voted yes.
Okay. And why did you vote yes on issue 1?
Freedom of choice for women.
Okay.
Yeah, freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice. All right. Now, you said you voted yes on issue 1 in the November 7th election in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue 1? On election day, a few days, a few weeks?
Months before,
okay.
Well, yeah.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how did you hear about that election? Through English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like in YouTube, Spanish language.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It was all English television.
All English television
or...
Radio?
Radio,
what about
internet.
Social media?
The internet. It was newspapers like New York Times. So it's all, you know, newspapers.
What about phone calls or texts from volunteers?
I had one volunteer did that as well. It's somebody I know, but... Yeah.
Did someone come to your door?
No, not for that issue, no.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yard signs, I saw some yard signs, yes.
Direct mail?
Probably yes on that.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs or community groups?
No.
Okay. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers.
The medical.
Who do you trust the most?
The medical.
Medical.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the election on November 7th in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Would that be a yes or no?
Impacted?
Yes. Something that you probably heard.
Well, I heard the media. I watch the news and read a lot, so I guess yes.
Okay. And what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how you were going to vote in this election?
Again, it was all together would be the fact that the Republican legislature in Ohio was wanting to restrict women's rights and wanted to make a determination that the elected officials have control of the woman's health rights, and that's more between the doctor, the woman, and let's say God. That's it. It's the doctor and the woman. Elected officials have nothing to do with that. Zero.
So Ohio Congress, led by Republicans, correct?
Correct.
Wanting
to determine a woman's right,
correct?
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
No. Okay. No. And why?
Why? I just don't believe the legislatures and the government has anything to do with women's rights and freedom of choice. And that's the woman's right.
So because of freedom of choice, correct?
Yeah, freedom of choice, yes. And one of the other things, Republicans do not have a plan. If they wanted to stop abortions, what's their plan to do with all these babies that would be born? No plan. They have zero plan.
Oh. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
I'm sorry?
I was going to vote no matter what.
Okay. So you were going to vote no matter what, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down as the reason why I was going to vote. Vote no matter what. It is your right, correct?
Correct.
Now, let me read to you a series of messages. These messages were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. Please let me know if they sound convincing or not convincing. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rid the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Stupid argument.
I'm sorry?
It's not convincing. It's a stupid argument. It doesn't happen.
Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Now, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have the right or some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment of the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
not convincing at all. Would that be correct?
That's correct.
Now, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons. Not just to protect the life of the mother, many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have one. Now, this is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all.
Nope.
Now, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
I'm trying to think which way. Now, put down convincing.
I'm sorry?
Convincing, I guess.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. That's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way.
Yes.
Convincing. Sound convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. We're almost done. Okay, sir, I truly thank you. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
I think the extreme right, which is led by the Trumpers that are out there on the Republican Party, that is the biggest risk we have here. They do not care about democracy or freedoms.
Okay, so we can say protecting democracy. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me go ahead and find that for you. Just 1 second. Okay. Protecting democracy. Okay. Okay, democracy. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
The top one's going to be number three, followed by number two.
Okay. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio, who are being held today, and the candidates were Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Sherrod Brown. The other guy's a bozo.
I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president, with that election being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as Democrat Party, Donald Trump as Republican, and a third-party candidate, who would you vote for?
Biden.
Or are you currently undecided?
No, Biden.
Joe Biden.
Yep.
And why?
Because the bottom line, he's done a lot more than people give him credit for.
Okay. He has done a lot more than people give him credit for.
Yep. Economically, internationally, he's done a lot more than the other people have.
Okay. All right. Now, in what country were you born?
United States.
Hello?
In the United States.
What country were your parents born?
Poland.
I'm sorry?
Poland.
Poland, okay. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican, or some other party?
The Democrats.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25 and 50,000, between 50 and 75,000, between 75 and 100,000, or more than 100,000?
No, between 75 to 100.
I'm sorry?
75 to 100.
What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with this interview. Thank you. Sorry to bother you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.